Most of the past 2.5 months, 2 months, and so it's nice to be back close to the West Coast. We had 3 days off yesterday, the past 3 days. We've had some time off, so it's nice to come back and have a show after a while off, so thank you for letting us do that and being here. Let me take a look at these folks. Turn the lights on. Turn the lights on for me so I can see everybody. Yours is upside down, by the way, but yours, and still upside down, yeah. Oh, no, not you, yeah, you. and everybody who's got a sign has some mad people sitting behind them. They can't see nothing but the back of your poster. They're upset by that. So tell you what we're going to do. We're going to see if we can get some, see if we can let Colorado in the West compete against the Midwest for a little bit. We're going to do a song that we do every night, and I'm going to need your help if that's okay. If you don't mind. Now, every night since we've been on tour, we've had a handmade leg given to us, sent to us on the road from a group of ladies in Hawaii. They're actually here tonight for the first time. I don't know where they're sitting. To my left, somewhere. Right over here. They're sitting. So thank you, ladies. We've got them here right here. That they make every night and send it to us. And what we do with it is we give it out to somebody in the audience. It's not just as easy as jumping up and down and waving your hands to get it. You have to do a little bit of work. Now let me explain this to you. Jacob, you see Jacob up there? Jacob likes to think he is the best dancer in the room. Actually, to be honest with you, Jacob already thinks he's the best dancer in the room, which I find hard to believe because you've all seen me dance, right? Okay, so maybe not that hard to believe when you're competing against me. But, you know, he likes to call himself the dance captain, so we put this lay on him every night because it's, you know, we like to make him feel better about himself. And so, he needs it. And so, but I have a feeling there's somebody out there who dances better than Jacob does. And we're going to get somebody up on this stage who dances better than Jacob. And we're going to let you take that lay off and get back and take it home with you. But now, you can't just do this. And you can't just shake. You got to be creative if you want to get up here on stage. You got to do something fun. All you folks that got the free tickets and just sitting down, come on, stand up and dance with me, okay? Sing that song on stage with me. Now, I gotta tell you this, we're kind of proud of this, and not even everybody in the band knows this, but we were in Albany, New York a few weeks ago. Had a young man, you're from Albany, huh? Just cheer at anything, that's great. We were in Albany, New York a few weeks ago. We had a young man, 12 years old. You remember him, Angela?
I do.
You remember him?
Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob something.
That's right.
His name was Jacob. Yeah, that's right. So I'm reading in the newspaper on our 3 days off that there's a young man in Albany, New York who just got signed to a demo recording deal by a man in the audience at the concert in Albany who heard him sing on stage with us. That was in the Utica, New York paper just this past. before the show.
That's right.
Come up here, you never know what could happen. And, so anyway, so Jacob's having he's 12 years old. He's going to be working on some projects in the near future, I assume. And we're going to find out who we have tonight who's going to sing this on stage. See if there's somebody in the audience. Want to send him on out for me, Rachel. Rachel's back there with him, helping her. Here we go. Come on out here. Give her a round of applause. Come right in here to the middle for me. What's your name, honey?
Kara.
Kara, where are you from?
Denver.
Denver, Colorado. Anybody else from Denver? Two more people than Albany, I got it. So how old are you?
12.
12 years old, you're from Denver. What do you do in Denver? You go to school, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
That's good, you should, 12 years old. And do you sing in choir at school?
Mm-mm.
No choir. Do you sing anywhere?
I've
seen
lessons on Wednesday night.
You sing lessons on Wednesday night, so you do like, you do recitals and stuff like that?
What?
You do like singing recitals?
Yeah.
Okay, well this is a big one right here. Okay, so we're going to sing right now, and you know Without You that I sang with Kim Block, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the second verse and all that jazz?
Yeah.
Okay, well it's on you. So on, you ready? Can you hear yourself right there, Karen? Jacob's eye has been hurting him, but it is better. We're hoping that by tomorrow night he'll be able to take off the Stevie Wonder sunglasses and join us without the... Anything fun happened to you, Kiana? Nothing. Nothing else? Do we sleep all 3 days?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Well, I would have done the same thing too. I should have done that. I slept all day today. So we, what? Now, don't all talk at once. Oh, you want me to tell you the story? Okay, they wanted to tell you the story. It's a very funny story, and it's very important. It's very pertinent right now, because tomorrow is the, you know, tonight is the big border crossing. Kiana and I went to Toronto a few weeks ago to go see a friend of mine in a show in Toronto. And as we're crossing the border, Kiana's very panicky because she doesn't have her passport to get into Canada.
It was nerves.
Well, you don't have. She has bad nerves. She starts itching when she gets nervous.
Oh, now you told me big secret.
Yeah. So she's getting scared because she doesn't have her passport. She don't want to get detained at the border. But you don't have to have a passport to get into Canada. And I'm trying to explain that to her. You just need an ID. Well, she turns to me. She says, what a second, wait, what about later this summer when we go to New Mexico? Am I going to need my passport there too? So all of you in here in Colorado hopefully do know that you don't have to have a passport to get into another state. Tonight is the moment of truth for Kiana and Savan. Savan thought the same thing. We're going to try to cross into the border of New Mexico. If Kiana gets left at the border patrol, if one of you guys would come help her out, that'd be nice. for you, Kiana. There's no telling. Maybe you can sing your way out of jail. Tell you what, we'll let you do it right now. Angela, Jacob, and Kiana are going to sing with me. We're going to do a few songs by a guy named James Taylor. If you know him, sing along.
To you, yeah. I walked out this morning.